Refugees and politics take up most of the room in today's headlines. But on today's broadcast, you'll hear how God is at work behind the scenes. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So the State Department says ISIS is committing genocide. Well, that much we already knew. The question is, so what? It's not a designation that requires action. And if we're not obligated to step in and stop it, what's the benefit of the label? Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton.
My understanding is there will be some additional aid funds that will be freed up by this designation. There also are some statutes in place that make it easier for people affected by genocide to immigrate to the United States.
Which is a whole separate debate in and of itself. What about the Christians who remained in Iraq and Syria? Nettleton says they cared more about
how are we going to serve the Lord in this situation? How are we going to reach out with the gospel? And how are we going to survive from day to day?
See, many Muslims are disillusioned by ISIS, and they're looking at the Christians and seeing something entirely unexpected.
Pray that God will call Christians to stay here and serve Him, because there's so many reasons to leave. But pray that God would call people to stay here and serve, because there's a great harvest, but we need workers.
Another aspect of this story is that refugees fleeing ISIS and war are being bounced back and forth between countries like a beach ball. With a deal between Turkey and the European Union, thousands will be sent back to Turkey. Packed refugee camps are getting aid from government organizations, but more and more people are settling in random areas and being overlooked. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says their indigenous ministry partners are providing food, blankets, shoes, and New Testaments.
Just because of the nature of being a Christian, we have a tendency to want to go out and help those who are the most vulnerable, the ones that have the greatest needs. The valuable thing that the Christians are doing is they go out to these people, and then they can begin to provide help for them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Giving a New Testament is like giving hope, but the physical needs are still great, especially for baby food and shoes. And you can help with just a few bucks. Look for the links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite the fears and horrors that refugees face, some are finding Christ as they pass through the Greek island Lesbos. Operation Mobilization workers there witnessed a church feeding passing refugees while offering them Bibles. And then one day, a volunteer at the Greek-Macedonian border reported that a man who'd received a Bible at Lesbos had accepted Christ. Would you pray that these refugees will continue to hear the gospel and experience Christ's love? We'll turn now from the Greek islands to the Caribbean, where MNN's Katie Harth brings us our next report.
Because I know for sure, say, nothing other for make God stop love we.
That's Romans 8:38, spoken in San Andreas Creole. It finally rang true for Ophelia, one of the leaders at a recent Faith Comes by Hearing training session.
She said for the first time in her life, when she heard it in her heart language in Creole, she really felt like she understood what that meant for her.
Gil Moreno with FCBH says that God is making a way for his word to be known in the Caribbean.
Creole languages are not always recognized by translation organizations as worthy of pursuing a translation. But in this case, the translator saw the need.
Listening groups, which also provide discipleship, are starting this year on San Andreas Island. Would you add them to your prayer list? For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
And on a final note, there are 26 active armed conflicts around the world today, and 60 million people have been displaced by them. It's impossible to help them all. But tomorrow, on National Quilting Day, you can bring comfort to at least one or two people. Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, distributes blankets to refugees. $7 wraps a refugee child in warmth and opens doors for GAIN missionaries to share the hope of Christ. We have linked all of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia, for family and friends of the patients, these are extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.